Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. And we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Friday to you. Well, in just a moment, you'll hear my conversation with songwriting duo Shane and Shane. I so loved my time with these two. They are funny, insightful, so deeply committed to the Lord, and their music will most definitely minister to you. A reminder, too, that this whole conversation is already up on our website at myfaithradio.com. I just have a few quick announcements. First of all, a special shout-out to our listeners in Madison, Wisconsin, who listen in on Faith 1190. We now have an FM translator in your area, so you can hear us loud and clear 24/7. Check us out on the FM dial on 104.7. That's 104.7 FM. Also, if you're new to Faith Radio, would love for you to sign up on our website for a new listener welcome packet. You can do that for free at myfaithradio.com. And one more thing. We are just a short distance from the 4th of July, and I want to encourage you to be praying for our nation. If you don't know who your local representatives are, take a moment to look them up and then ask God to give them wisdom, counsel, and even a team of advisors who walk in integrity, who can speak into their lives. You know, it can be so discouraging to see changes happening in our culture, but we can't forget about the power of prayer. God does move on the prayers of his people, as James 5 tells us, and he can use each believer who earnestly seeks him. And on that note, we are partnering with the National Association of Evangelicals, hoping to see 1 million Christians praying on Sunday, July 10th. Would you consider signing up your life group, signing up your church? You can do so by going to nae.net. All right, let me tell you about my guests, and we'll get them on the show. Shane Everett and Shane Bernard have been singing and performing together for over a decade. They have a passion for drawing near to God and leading others to do the same. Their songs include Be Near and He is Exalted, among many, many others. You can find their music and their story up on the web at shaneandshane.com. Shane and Shane, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Susie. Hi.
You just always put me in a good mood. Anyway, so let me say, I got to figure out, I'm going to call you E and B. Is that okay?
That's exactly right. That's our nickname.
Very good. So we'll start with Shane B. Do you have a passage of scripture you've been camping on, thinking about these days that you can share?
Well, I have. It actually has really tied in with, we sang it on the Psalms record, and I have been singing it with my girls at night for the last few months. Psalm 23 has been so special, and it's one of those psalms that, I don't know, I think traditionally in my life has kind of felt like a coffee cup psalm. You know, you see, like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you know, or surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. You know, you see these, like, scriptures around, and, you know, rightly so. Like, some scriptures we need to be seeing around a lot, and there's some of the scriptures that I feel like are really helpful, but there's something in me that goes, oh, I know that psalm, you know, he leads me to green pastures and by still waters, and I just skip over it, and man, it has been such a pleasure and a life-giving thing to just camp out in Psalm 23, and specifically, man, that first verse, Psalm 23:1, that says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Like, the idea that if I truly believe that he is my shepherd, if I believe that a lot of the things that we sing, that he's my treasure, that he's all that I want, that he's all that I need, that he's all that I've ever hoped for, if I really believe that, it's possible for me not to want. And that is the craziest life-changing thought ever. That I have everything I need in him. Like, I have the ability to love with no return. Like, I can enter my home and my family and my marriage can be completely different if I love without any expectation of return. Because I have it all in the shepherd.
Yeah.
And so even that one line has been like so enriching and life-changing just to camp out on. So.
That is amazing, Shane. And I got to just say something similar that God's been speaking to me about. It's like when certain passages become familiar and you think, I already know these, and then you read them for other people. God really ambushed me a number of months ago saying, I want you to stop reading this for other people, and I want you, even if you think you know it deeper for yourself. Know it deeper. And that challenge for me to go to mine treasures on a deeper level, that we can't plumb those depths, can we?
No.
Love it. Okay, E, you're up, buddy. Do you have a verse for us?
Oh, well, I've just been camping out. I have been, like, I have a new community group, and so we've been going through these prayer calendars. And I don't know if you've ever done this, but it's like a discipline that I've never done. And it's just really taking the time to pray for each other daily. And so I've been really, like, really coming out on John 15, 12, and 13. But my command is this: love each other as I've loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than the one that laid down his life for his friends. And that's where we've been living with a group of people. One of the couples in our home group right now, they're child is still in utero, but has trisomy 18. I don't know if you know what that is, a genetic disorder where it's a really horrible thing, but we've been praying for them daily. And it's scriptures like this that really give us insight and not just insight, but encouragement to love each other the way that Christ loved us. And in that we can encourage one another to faith and good deeds, you know? I mean, we want to love each other well, and community is such a huge part of that. And it's a new thing for us. And Shane and I, over the past 3 or 4 years, have just been diving into community in the local church and not being on the road 250 days a year. It's just such an incredible thing that is not just beneficial for the heart, but the flesh resists it. You know, my flesh resists being known, but I know that when we're drug into that and into the light with others, that the Lord really moves in our hearts in a special way and gives us more of himself, and it's really been amazing.
Boy, what I hear from both of you guys is, because you've walked with the Lord a long time and you know Scripture, but to know it deeper to the point that it informs how you live, I mean, so often we know things in our head and they're good thoughts, and as you said, Shane B., we put them on coffee cups, which is great, but living it out in a way where you show up in your marriage different, Shane B., and Shane E., where you're loving your community and engaging and carrying the sufferings, entering into a suffering that otherwise is not your own. I mean, that's, I think, when Scripture transforms us from the inside out, wouldn't you say?
No doubt.
Okay. Question before we dig into these Psalms 2 and these great, great songs here. I don't know if I asked you guys this last time, so I just want to know, and I'll hear it again for the first time. Okay, I'll start with Shane B. again. But when did you first realize you had a not only a gift for music, but sort of an invitation from God to make this what you do?
Last year.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I actually think, you know, when I was about 22, the Lord started to open this door to, and man, it was such a crazy door. I didn't grow up as a believer or as a musician or having anything to do with those two things. And so, going to college to business major, Dad did road construction. I did road construction to pay for college. And so music and God were so different for me and unexpected for me. And definitely, I it's like, man, in our weakness, God highlights his strength. Mm-hmm. And so in my early 20s, that started to happen. But it was somewhere around when I turned 30, a little after I was 30 years old. I'm 39 right now. When the Lord started to speak to me in a profound way, that, man, Shane, I have called you to know me and make me known. And, you know, I think I probably felt that early on, but not to the degree that the Lord just really ripped me away for a couple of weeks, where I was before him and, you know, for the first time heard him, you know, just say, I want you to spend your hours, like your time, on knowing me, and spending time with me, That was like the foremost call, and I would say that's probably the one thing I'm the worst at, sadly enough. It's just I can give the Lord anything, you know. I can give him my resources and my ministry and my marriage, my children. But like you ask me to give him my time, and it is so costly, isn't it? Mm. To give him your time, and it's like the time that I have to spend with Jesus, it seems like it's the first thing to go when life gets busy. And so I still feel that calling to from him all the time, probably every day. I don't do it well, but if just that, you know, son, I want to know you. I don't want your serving me to replace your knowing me. Like, I want to know you. And then in that and through that, I want you to make me known. But man, just to come to the fountain of living water and to drink there is definitely the call of the believer. So
indeed, thank you so much for sharing that. How about you, E?
Well, it's always hard to follow him, you know.
You can say what he said if you want.
The good stuff. I say what he said. No, I don't. You know, I mean, I came out of. You know, my story is I came out of living in the world and the Lord saved me. And then mm-hmm. I had no idea what I wanted to do or what to do other than I knew I wanted to be a son or a daughter I didn't want to be a daughter. I wanted to be a son. I never wanted to be a daughter.
Okay.
Make no mistake. Let me clarify that.
This is live radio.
I'm just saying I wanted to be a son.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Good.
I was here. I heard you say it.
Good. Good. So I knew I wanted to be a son, and I knew he was calling me out of a life of self-serving. Just it was a nightmare. Life was a nightmare without hope. And I got saved my fifth year senior year at Texas A&M, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but Shane Bernard and his group of buddies saw me singing in the church choir some song in Swahili, and they were like, what is that guy doing up there with all those 50-plus-year-olds and doesn't know how to sing the words? We need to be friends with that guy. That's really the truth. And so him and his group of buddies kind of took me in. You know, I was in a bar band and living with a girl, and then I just kind of 180'd one day, and I really didn't have any friends, or I was just went to the college group where at the closest church I knew to me, and I went to the college group, and I said, I know most of the people in here. I went to the pastor. I said, I don't want to do this. Do you have anywhere else I can go? And so he's like, well, what do you do? I said, well, I sing a little bit. And he's like, well, why don't you get in the church choir? And so I did. And it was one of the best years of my life. It was amazing. And then these guys accepted me and took me into their, and I saw biblical community. I saw guys who loved each other and who weren't, you know, necessarily, you know, reaching for the brass ring, and knew Jesus and walked with him. And then this guy, Shane B, was like, hey, I'm going to play this concert, and this girl broke up with me, and I was sad, and I was like, I'll come with you. Can I roll cables or something? And so anyway, I got in the car with him, and we drove to the Twin Cities. We drove to Duluth, Minnesota.
Wow.
To a Northwest bookstore to sing in the coffee shop there. And that was the beginning, and that was in 90, that was in 90, late 97, and since then, you know, we have just been holding on and walking through doors,
and
we never set out to do music or worship. We didn't have a context for that, really.
Wow.
You know, we were both business majors, and we didn't even think this was a job. You know, we were just like, somebody would call and we'd be like, sure, we'll come sing at your Disciple Now or college group. And
he's been hauling you around ever since.
And hauling us around ever since. That is the honest truth. I don't know.
I know I never heard this story before. I would have remembered it. We have to take a short break. I'm talking to Shane and Shane. We're celebrating their album, Psalms 2. We're going to play songs when we come back, hear the stories behind the songs, having a great conversation with Shane and Shane. More with them when we come back. just love these guys. Shane and Shane joining me today for Artist Corner, celebrating the release of their new album, Psalms 2. And if you just tuned in, you missed the epic story of how these two got together as a band. And I'm telling you what, you heard it here on The Promise. Thanks for sharing that, Shane E. That was amazing. I'm just saying.
It is true.
Okay, so we're going to start with Psalm 27. And I asked you guys before the show, if you wouldn't mind reading the psalm before we hear the story behind the song. So if whatever one of you has the Bible, would you mind reading Psalm 27 for us?
Yeah, here you go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and I will seek after this, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. And my heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a path that's level because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
So powerful. Do you guys want to say, well, either one of you can decide, but do you want to say a word before we hear Psalm 27?
Yeah, I think just something that this psalm has done in my own personal life is it's, you know, it's taken some big, huge doctrines and made them personal. Often you hear in worship music, like I might hear this critique, like, why do we have so many songs about me, like man-centered songs? They say me, I want, I need, Allah, da da, and we don't have enough that say, you know, God, you are exalted, you are this, you are this, and this really answer some of those questions, because the psalm doesn't start out saying the Lord is light and the Lord is salvation. The Lord is strong. Yeah, you can't leave out that word. That's a special word, that the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my stronghold. One thing I will ask and I will seek. Now, I'm going to seek these things, to dwell in the house of the Lord, to gaze upon his beauty. And so, yeah, I think that's just something, it gives us a language to go, okay, you know, when we say my, we're not highlighting us. We're highlighting the giver.
Amen.
Of salvation. You know, we're not going, I'm not exalting me. By saying that, I'm exalting the one who gives me life, who gives me strength, who gives me salvation. And so, yeah, just, I feel like it's really helped me with some language, and then just, you know, also, as scripture does, just confronts us and diagnoses our heart, you know, as I read through that psalm and going, what is the one thing I'm seeking? Is it to gaze upon his beauty, or is it just to gaze upon the things that he's made?
Yeah. You know,
and
two
what
things,
is that?
I'm sorry, I was going to say two things that come to me real quick. We'll play the song here. But one is, there are times when God has a problem with his people not seeking his face and asking for help in their situations. The other thing is, it would be selfish to claim him as my light and my salvation if it meant him giving to me meant less for you. But it doesn't. He is our light and our salvation, and God wants us to seek him for what we need in him. So let's listen into Shane and Shane's Psalm 27.
Salvation, in whom shall I
They just so worshipful. Love this. We're celebrating Shane and Shane's new release, Psalms 2. I will tell you, we've got a few copies of Worship Initiative to give out. So if you want to call in and ask Shane and Shane a question, here's the number, 877-933-2484. I want to give them as much time as possible, so I'm only opening the phones for a little bit. Email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. More with Shane and Shane in a moment.
My delight, holy. God Almighty, soul is counted free, for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon.
Great music. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. So glad. Are you laughing at yourself or me? Or did you just sneeze? Did you just sneeze or were you laughing?
I just coughed. I'm
sorry.
I was just coughing over here, you know.
It's okay.
Old.
I thought you were laughing at my compliment of this beautiful music, and I thought, huh, there's something I don't know here. Anyway, we're talking to Shane and Shane. I'm so excited about their new album, Psalms 2. We're playing some of the songs behind, hearing the stories behind the songs, playing the songs from the album. But we've got a couple copies of Worship Initiative, another fantastic album that we had them on last time to talk about. And like I said, I want to give them as much time as possible to talk about their music, but we'll open the phone lines for a couple minutes, 877-933-2484. If you've got a question, you want to chime into the conversation with Shane and Shane, we've got Rain calling in from St. Paul, Minnesota. Rain, welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, you got a question for the guys today.
I do. I just first wanted to say thank you so much for your music. It's just been a huge blessing. I was recently turned on to the song, Though You Slay Me, and I'd love to hear the story behind that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking. That song has been a song in the making for almost a decade. I think that the clearest and best version of that particular scripture was sung by my mom on the side of my dad's dying breath, and he had a heart attack and was in the hospital, and I was on tour, and I flew in, and he you know, kind of came to that moment where the doctor came in and said, you know, he's no longer there, and his body was still functioning, and so he had a brain hemorrhage in his head, and so it looked like he was still there, but he wasn't still there, and they took him off life support. And and in that moment, you know, my mom, who was just, you know, I mean, lost control, I mean, complete loss of control of her body. I mean, she's hyperventilating, she's beating his chest, and my sweet little, pretty newly converted mom. My dad had come to know the Lord. He died when he was almost 68, so he had known the Lord for about 3 years. And under her breath, she doesn't even remember this, but she's never heard the Matt Redman song, You Give and Take Away, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. She's never heard that kind of thing. She just started to bless the Lord and say, though you slay me, I will praise you, and blessed be your name, and you give and you take away. And she sang it in a tune. I mean, it was very squeaky and very waily. and she just kind of sang this song. Mm-hmm. And it was by far the most painful room that I've ever been in, but I've never been in a room with more joy than on that particular day. And then, you know, as life went on, a really great friend of ours named Brian Woods, you know, pretty much got diagnosed with a staph infection, and he was going to have his the bottom half of his body cut off. And we were just praying to God to break in and do what God could do. And again, God just came in and ended up at the end of the day, like, healing his body. But in those days of waiting, like, genuinely came in and satisfied his heart, and to where he could say, you know, Lord, if you choose to do, to slay me in this way, I will praise your name. This is not going to keep me. It's similar to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing in front of the king and going, you know, throw us in there. We trust in the Lord. Like, our trust is not in whether we live or die or whatever. And even if you do throw us in, and even if we die, we're not going to confess any other name but the name above all names. And so, yeah, that's kind of where it came from.
Wow, Rain, thanks for that call. You get a copy of their worship initiative. We're going to hear in a moment here Psalm 16, the song based on Psalm 16. Wonder if one of you would mind reading the psalm for us again.
All right, here we go. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices, and my flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let the Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Powerful. Let's hear Psalm 16.
Preserve me, O God, for I find rest in you alone. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. All sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, my delight.
the lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, a beautiful inheritance in your presence.
Love that song. That might be one of my favorites on the album. How about you guys?
It's not my favorite, but yes, it's my it's one of my wife's favorites.
Yeah,
my wife's favorite too. I love it. The really? Bridge on that song is one of my favorite bridges on the whole album.
So amazing. You know, as an artist, I'm a writer, and I know when I'm looking even at things I've written, I can always think of ways I could refine. I know with writing, it's like you keep changing and changing, and pretty soon you're not making it better. You're just making it different. You know what I mean? And I wonder, for you guys, when you hear the finished product, are you able to sit back and enjoy the fruit of that and really take it in? Or do you always have that critic's eye and ear on it? I'll start with you, E. What about you?
I think it's kind of a conscious decision. Like once it's done, like it's the day that you've signed off and they've sent it to the place where you can't get it back, you know?
Yeah, it's out there.
In my head, that's when the switch happens.
Wow.
And when I think I really start listening to it more as a listener. Mm. But, you know, this record is just the word of God. So I think the process in general for me in this record in particular has been really special and sweet. The recording was really amazing, and the whole process was just a joy.
Mm.
It's the word of God. It does things. It does things in the heart that can't really be explained, but we love it and very proud of it.
So true. How about you, Shane B? What is your favorite song on the album?
I would say if I had to pick one, Psalm 23 would be my favorite.
Hmm. Tell me why, because we're going to play that on the other side of the break, but tell me what about that song you love so much.
I think it's just the deep truth in the song that, you know, I've never fully really seen until recently. A couple of months ago, you know, this song happened. Really, all these songs happened on the fly because life was so busy. And we were committed to doing a Psalms record, and it needed to be written. And it was like, man, that just needs to happen. And, you know, we were sneaking up on like three weeks away, and we didn't have any songs.
Oh.
And so I was just, yeah, tell
stress.
Me about it. And so I was just in the Word, and it wasn't like in the Word, shut the door, be in the Bible. It was like I'm doing interviews and I have my phone open to Psalm 23 and I'm just looking at it, you know. And it was just a special time. And the Lord gave a little tune for the song, and it's pretty much just the scripture to a little tune. I mean, that's about all you're gonna hear. And there's nothing profound, it's a simple tune. But it kind of brought the lyric alive a little bit for me and my family. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I do a lot of wanting in life. And it just highlighted the shepherd in a new way for me. And it's just a special thing.
Well, we're going to play that on the other side of the break. And it's, you know, I just love everything you guys have to say. This is my one challenge to you, Shane. I think you do something profound. I don't know what it is, but when you guys even sing God's word, I feel like you awaken our own capacity to wrap our arms around these truths. So I actually think what you do with the scripture is very profound. When we come back, we're going to hear Psalm 23. And you think about it, goodness and mercy follow us. You know, the redeemed, we look back, goodness and mercy. So you can't look at your wretched past without also seeing goodness and mercy, because God intervenes his goodness and mercy in your past, right? No condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus. More with Shane and Shane celebrating their new album, Psalms 2, when we come back. Glad you tuned in today. Having a great conversation with our friends Shane and Shane. They got a new album out, Psalms 2, and we are looking at Psalms from Scripture, having the guys read them, and then we're hearing how they put these Psalms to music. We've got one more Psalm to cover, and if we have time, we're going to try to squeeze in another song or two, if we can. So if one of you could read the 23rd Psalm before we play this song, love to have you do that.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hmm. Amen.
Isn't it just packed with meaning?
Oh, man. It's just jam-packed.
Hmm. Yeah. Let's hear it. Psalm 23 from Shane and Shane. that's my other favorite. Wow. That's just, you know, giving time and space to hear that. I mean, truly, it is like, to me, an artistic masterpiece. Well done, you two. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thanks.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing this music. You know, our family's walking through a pretty significant valley of the shadow, and I've been immersing myself in worship, and I just marvel at how not only it props us up, but it shores us up, you know? I mean, I'd love for both of you just to talk about, we just got a couple minutes here before we pray, but I'd love for you both to say a word about just worshiping your, I mean, I know I've been to your concerts before. You guys are up there worshiping, inviting us to worship with you. You're not performing, but I want you to just talk about what worship has come to mean to you over these years as you've walked with God. And Shane E., we'll start with you.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right in saying there's something significant to the low place or the valley. Mm. And what when the cry of your heart is longing and pain and dependence, that singing out the truths of God really, really are like the sweetest balm to the soul. And it's an amazing testimony, one, that when you are in the dark night, that you can lift praises to a God who does hold out hope. And one, that's really an amazing thing that happens in the heart of the believer that runs to God in that situation. And I think that's the first gift. And when I was, I talk about that when our daughter was 2 months old, she had a problem in her esophagus, and we didn't know what was going to happen. I had come back. Shane and I were in Thailand with IMB, and we had gotten back, and Kelly, my wife, had been calling me almost every day when we were overseas and saying something's wrong with Olive, something's wrong with Olive, and she went to the doctor at least once a day. And the doctor kept saying, she's fine, she's fine, she's fine. And Kelly was distraught, but I kept saying, well, what's the doctor say? What's the doctor say? And she was like, okay. So we would pray and pray. I got home, and I was home. We had been on about a 41-hour journey from the time we had left and to the time we got back to Dallas. And I got home, and I went into the room to get Olive, and I took her little onesie off, and I was about to change her diaper, and her little chest was retracting so far. I couldn't believe it, and she had just been perspiring constantly. She couldn't breathe, and I just said, get in the car. Let's go. And so we went straight to the hospital, and, of course, my wife was like, I told you. but we got in, and that began the process of about 7 or 8 surgeries when they found the real problem. But
wow.
In that first one, we sat in the waiting room after they had taken our little 2-month-old girl back. And, you know, you sign all the things and they tell you the risks. And they're like, you know, we're going to do our best and this and that. And it was just like we did a song called Burn Us Up at the time. And that song was so relevant for us that it's just like, Lord, whether you save her or you don't, we're still your guys. Whether you save us or you don't, we're still your family. And
dear Shane, we have to,
was so sweet to us.
I'm so sorry to jump in. We have a heart out. We are our time is completely up, and I could talk to you guys for another full hour. I'm just so sorry to have to cut you off. But God,
that's okay.
God bless you both. We love and appreciate you, and please come back. Would you do that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
God is faithful. God is faithful. Hour 2 of Live the Promise is up next.